Please stand for the gospel.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make a couple of brief comments on the first reading before we get to the sermon, and that is this promise of a new covenant. That's something I guess we're still waiting for. It says they will all know me from the least to the greatest. So that's kind of an eternal promise that God will keep on working, and maybe someday people will get it right. And the other thing that is just very interesting here, where it says, "My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband," says the Lord. The word there for husband is one that you know in a very different context, because we usually hear it referred to as one of the false gods, Baal or Baal. That is a word that means Lord or husband in this case. And it is appropriately used also in this case for God to say, "I was their husband." But just an interesting note that it's a word that we bump into in another context than this. So grace and peace to you from God our Father. You maybe have seen the movie. It's fairly old by now. The movie Dave. Remember that, where Dave winds up being the president or playing the president? He's been a guy who looks just like the president. And so he's been as kind of a comedy act, showing up here and there to act as if he's the president, and it's always a big joke. But then when the president suffers a stroke, some of the insiders at the Capitol decide they're going to bring Dave in because they don't want to admit what's happened. And so Dave then plays the president, and nobody else knows it for the longest time except these couple of people. And toward the end of the movie, he says in a speech, "I should have remembered that this was only a temp job." And, of course, the point is that it always is, isn't it? The office of president, or the position that you have had in your work or have yet in your work or in life and everything within it, is a temp job. You can't keep your life, but you do have choices about how you invest it, how you use it. Martin Luther discovered the gospel as a powerful message about a gracious God. And so with his amazing energy, and probably some German stubbornness, he renewed the church, facing opposition from many sides. I could guess we could say he devoted his life, he gave his life to that cause. connecting to the biblical message. A couple of other people, Martin Luther King Jr., devoted his life to the cause of justice, of equality for African Americans and others, connecting that also to the biblical message. Died from an assassin's bullet, as we know, and another familiar name, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Safely in New York as the Nazis expanded their power, but he felt compelled to go back to counter that Nazi message. He became implicated in an attempt to assassinate Hitler, was arrested, and later, near the end of the war, was executed in a concentration camp. In the 1950s, I think one of his lines from one of his books wound up being quoted more in sermons than probably any other line of that decade. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. In Bonhoeffer's case, that turned out to be literal. In Luther's case, figurative, in the sense that he was devoting his life. Today in the gospel reading, Jesus asks us to think about our lives. In one way, we're like the Greeks. Those Greeks who came to Jesus, and a kind of joke, somebody said, are they still standing outside the door waiting? Because it doesn't tell us that Jesus ever talked to them. But like those Greeks who came with one request, we would see Jesus. But seeing doesn't mean like seeing in the Eiffel Tower when you get to Paris. It means being related to, coming to understand, coming to have an experience of...
Now the Greeks.